So today we're going to continue with the May conference. This is talk number 6. We ended last time with Jesus saying, I centralized everything in Louisa. And he basically says those who follow Louisa will also inherit everything as well. So we know what Jesus is telling us of how much he loves Louisa and how much he loves us by giving us Louisa. So here we are in bottom of page 13, volume 23, 311, 1928. See then how the kingdom of my divine will, by necessity, by reason, and as a result, was formed with my coming upon the earth in the first order. Nor could I, God, have formed the redemption, had I not satisfied my celestial Father for the first offensive act that the creature Adam had done against him. So here Jesus is saying that the kingdom of the divine will, by necessity, reason, and result, was formed by Jesus coming to the earth 2,000 years ago. And he says, why? Because his redemption satisfied the celestial Father for the original sin of Adam and Eve. He says, therefore, the kingdom of my divine will is formed. He says, it's here. Remember what he said to the apostles, the kingdom of God is within you. This is what we know. This is what we're sure of. The kingdom of God is within you. It's formed. There is nothing left to do, Jesus says, but to make it known. Okay? So what he's doing now is he's giving to Louisa, Jesus is speaking to Louisa, giving to Louisa the book of heaven. This is how the divine will is going to be known. It's through what Jesus dictated to Louisa, what Louisa put down on paper. So he says very, very clearly, this is why I, Jesus, do nothing but follow with you, Louisa, to hold out to you, Louisa, my divine acts that I, God, did in order to form the divine will, to form the kingdom. Why? How's this going to happen? By you accompanying your acts with mine, so that the foundation of mine may flow in your acts. So this is what Jesus is doing. A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people say, well, I'm doing my acts in the divine will. And you go, wait a minute. You know, how your acts are not divine. Only Jesus' acts are divine. Mary's acts are divine. The new Adam and the new Eve. And this is why we, our intellect must be thinking with the mind of Christ. Our memory must be of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then our will, we can surrender our human will so that the divine will can reign. We use our free will to choose, I no longer want to live in my human will, my human misery, my worry, my fear, my anxiety, my complaints, my negativity, my sin. And this is what Jesus is doing. He's trying to teach us that he, the Lord God Almighty, is the one who is going to do this, not us. You know, we cannot do a divine act. Only Jesus can do a divine act. So he's saying to us, I do nothing but follow with you. So Jesus is saying to Louisa, and he says to us, he follows us. He says he spies on us to see what we're doing. He says, to hold out to you my divine acts, my mother's divine acts. Because, see, Our Lady did everything one in the will of God. So her acts were never human. They were one with God. She never gave life to her human will. And so Jesus is now saying, I follow you, I spy on you, I accompany your acts. So he says that your acts may be one with my acts. He says, in order to form the divine will, form the kingdom of the divine will in us. Accompanying your acts to the foundation of mine may flow in every thought, every word, every deed. See, the beauty of the divine will is we're never alone. The beauty of the divine will is Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us. Jesus, we start out with our prevenient act in the morning, in our actual acts throughout the day. Our prevenient act is, Lord, let every thought, word, and deed that I do be done in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So every prayer, every thought, every word, every deed, in the name of every human being, is an I love you. It's your acts that we follow. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. We want God to reign in us. We want the Lord to be the Lord of our life. And he says, this is what forms the kingdom. Not you doing your acts, but you allowing Jesus to do your acts. That's how they become divine. You know, human can do a divine act. So our Lord is looking at us, and our Lord is asking us, would you allow me as God to continue to teach you as I taught Louisa? Learn from Louisa, he says. So he says, I am, he uses his name, God's name, I am on guard so that your human will may have no life. See, Jesus is there. If we do our prevenient act and we discipline ourselves to do our actual acts, Jesus says, I am on guard so that your human will may have no life and so that my holy will may be free to reign in you. So this is why we use our free will. We use our free will to say, I don't want to ever breathe in the human will ever again. Jesus, I want you to breathe in my breathing. Jesus, I never want to... See, this gets rid of all, addictions. When Jesus is with you, he is not addicted to anything. People are addicted to television. People are addicted to food. People are addicted to drugs and alcohol and all sorts of things. But when Jesus is with you, you know, he frees you from addictions. See, the thing that's coming that's so beautiful is this gift of the divine will. It's to heal us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. As a matter of fact, the miracles that happened 100 years ago, every miracle that happened to every human being 100 years ago is the person has died. Jesus says, I'm tired of that. He says, I want the miracle of miracles, a continuous miracle to occur. And that is you will live in my divine will, healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. This is what he has planned. And all that he's asking of us is, do you want this? Do you want this? Or do you want your human misery? So he says, in sum, I am, he uses his name again, God, I am acting as with a second mother of mine. So he's saying, Louisa, you are my second mother. He says, Our Lady brought about redemption. You are going to bring about the kingdom. And he's asking us, will we treat Louisa as our little mama? Our third mother, if you want to say. We have our natural mother. We have Mary, mother and queen of heaven and earth, as mother of all mankind. And now Jesus says, for the little children of the holy divine will, I give you a third mother. Recalling, Jesus says, all the acts done together with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it's not just Jesus. It's always Jesus and Mary. This is what God is asking. In order to deposit them in you, Louisa. So it's all the acts of Jesus, all the acts of Mary are deposited where? In Louisa. Now, when we start reading, when we start putting this into practice, we also will have together with Jesus, Mary. And God is going to deposit all that Jesus and Mary have done in us to as much as we want or as little as we want. Again, we always say 30, 60, or 100 fold. Most people are satisfied with 30. You know, Jesus says, I want to fill you as much as you want, as much as you wish. So that means we're called to remember in our memory the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. This is what God is asking of us. He wants to deposit in us all that Jesus has done and all that Mary has done, as he did this with Louisa. So again, this means we have to become more like Louisa. Our life has to be Louisa. This is what God is waiting for. Therefore, be attentive to follow my divine will in everything, in every thought, every word, every deed. Be attentive. You know, when we forget about the divine will, what happens? We fall back to our old miserable self. And Jesus is asking us, would you be willing to do everything, be attentive, follow the divine will in everything? And when we say fiat, this is good, okay? But then we have to really discipline ourselves. Okay, when all of a sudden we find ourselves falling back into worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. It means you're away from the writings. You're away from the teachings that Jesus gave to Louisa. Louisa never left the writings. Louisa always, always focused on the writings. Vine 25, 10:10, 1928. Dearest Louisa, my dearest daughter of mine, if you knew how sweet it is, how happy I, God, feel in blessing my little daughter of the divine will. My sacred heart rejoices in blessing Louisa, who possesses the origin. Louisa, who possesses the life of our fiat. Louisa, who will bring about the beginning, who will bring about the origin of the kingdom of my divine will to mankind. You see, if you want to be a Franciscan, you follow Francis. If you want to be a Benedictine, you follow Benedict. You want to live in the divine will, you follow Louisa. You link yourself to Louisa. It's her gift. She is, listen to what he says, my sacred heart rejoices in blessing Louisa, who possesses the origin, the life of our fiat, that she'll bring about the new beginning, the origin of the kingdom by divine will on earth as it is in heaven. That's Louisa. How blessed are we to know Louisa? You know, this is so amazing. We want to tell our relatives and our friends and our neighbors about Louisa. They don't want to hear about it. They want nothing to do with it. We are blessed as well. And he says this, while I bless you, Louisa, and the little children linked to Louisa, I pour in you the beneficial dew of the light of my divine will, that making you all shining shall make you appear more beautiful to my sacramental gaze. And I, God, shall feel happier in this cell, in this room, gazing at my little prisoner daughter, Louisa, invested and bound by the sweet chains of my divine will. See, God is doing that with us as well. When we say we want to live in the divine will, he gives us the opportunity to be alone. And for most people, they become bitter. You know, my spouse died. My children have left me. My company, you know, fired me. No, Jesus says, I, God, feel happier with you in this cell. Gazing at my little prisoner, I will invest and bound you by my sweet chains of my divine will. He's captured us. We have to say fiat. Lord, I want this gift. He says, are you willing to be alone? Are you willing to be rejected? Are you willing to be misunderstood and abandoned and spit upon and persecuted? Are you willing? And you say, Jesus, this is everything. I will do everything, anything you want for this gift. And he goes, good. See, when we get to heaven, we're going to thank God for everything we've gone through. We're going to praise God for everything we've gone through. The sicknesses, everybody's suffering, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. But Jesus says the divine will is going to free us from all this. So he says this, and every time I bless you, this is what he says to us as well, I shall make the life of my divine will grow in you. Now, what is a blessing? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Read the Beatitudes. Well, these are blessings. Blessed is when you're alone, when you're rejected, when you're misunderstood, when you're abandoned, when you're persecuted. This is, Jesus says, I am blessing you. Why? This is what Jesus went through. And when the Father sees a little child of the divine will wanting to be more like Jesus, he goes, good, then I will give you what Jesus went through. And so what the Lord, look at our Blessed Mother. What did she do? Yeah, she had seven swords of sorrow. And Jesus says it's an infinite number of swords through her heart. Why? Jesus' heart was pierced. And as a matter of fact, when you read about Louisa's heart, it's pierced by a bolt of light from above and a spear from below. Her heart was split in two as well. Again, if you love the things of earth, that's all going to disappear. But when you go through the sacrifice of Abraham to sacrifice the things that you love for the glory of God, your heart is pierced as well. But Jesus says, I will make the life of my divine will grow in you with through these sufferings that you're going through the fiats of all that you're going through. Volume 25, 12, 16, 19, 28. My daughter, Louisa, listen. In redemption, I had the cortege of my apostles, and I was in their midst at all love in order to instruct them. I spared no toil in order to form the foundation of my church. So the love of God brought about the foundation of the church. Now, in this house where you, Louisa, live, and listen to this, where we live, in the house that we are living, I feel the cortege of my first children of my holy divine will. You have to understand, when you consecrate your house to Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Mary, also consecrate it to Louisa. Say, you know, Louisa's the newborn. Jesus, I want that in this house you experience, you feel the cortege of the first children of your divine will. Jesus says, I feel my loving scenes being repeated. This is the memory of Jesus. We're going through the 24 hours of the Passion. We're going through Our Lady, Virgin Mary, and the King of the Divine Will. When we go through the Book of Heaven, Jesus says, I feel my loving scenes being repeated. I see in you in their midst. This is the bivocation. Jesus brings us to Him. This is what the bivocation of the Divine Will is. I see you in the midst of my loving scenes. When we pray the Rosary, we are there with Jesus and Mary. This is what God wants to teach us. He says, all love, wanting to impart the lessons of my divine fiat in order to form the foundations of the kingdom of my divine will. He's building in us. He says, the kingdom of God is within you, the foundations of the kingdom of the divine will. If you knew how happy I, God, feel in seeing you speak about my divine will. And when you talk to your friends about the divine will, Jesus says, you know how happy I, God, feel? I anxiously await the moment when you begin to speak about the divine will in order to listen to you and to feel the divine happiness that my divine will brings to me, God. See, this is why the family, our blood family, we're basically separated from them. And Jesus is bringing us to the family of Louisa, where we are of one mind, one heart, one faith. It's nothing to be sad about. It's to rejoice. And as you talk about the divine will, and each of us experience the divine will in a unique manner, in a unique way, God is happy. He loves to hear us talk about the divine will. Why? He tells us later why. 5:26, 4:7, 29. Ah, yes, you, Louisa, shall be the seed. You, Louisa, shall be the cement on the wormwood that the human will has. You, Louisa, shall be the beginning of a new happy era. This is why I, God, centralize in you, Louisa, divine joy, divine goods, divine happiness of the beginning of creation. This is what Adam experienced. And I, God, love to repeat the conversations, I have to repeat the lessons, to repeat the instructions that I would have given to Adam had he not withdrawn from our divine will. Therefore, be attentive. Okay, so this is what he's saying to us. Read the Book of Heaven. I'm going to tell you things that I didn't tell the saints. I'm going to tell you the things that I taught Adam. I'm going to tell you things that are so amazing that as you read them, every time you read them, you'll see something new. You'll see something more beautiful. Therefore, be attentive. Then what does that mean? Read. And let your flight be continuous. Let your journey in this kingdom be continuous. Never end it. God wants to show us everything. He is a loving God. And He's waited 6,000 years to give back to mankind this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, and He has found the newborn, Louisa. And now He wants to give it to us. Volume 30, 12, 21 to 31. My daughter, to recognize what my divine will can do in the act of the creature forms the divine act in her. See, it's God doing it, not us. In this act, its foundation, which my divine will places, the divine beginning. And as it keeps forming, it invests it with its immutability in such a way that the creature shall feel in her act a divine beginning that never knows any signs of ending, and with an immutability that never changes. See, we're used to everything falling apart. We really are used to that. And Jesus is saying, no, this is going to continue forever. The soul, Luisa, and the little children linked to Luisa shall hear within herself the ringing of the little bell of her continued act that it does in its continuous course. It goes back to Our Lady of La Greca picture in the church where Luisa is buried. And again, she was brought into the church in 1963, July 3rd, 1963. And when they opened up her coffin, she was perfectly preserved. And with a short count of three, she turned into dust. And it was to prove to everybody who she was. This is what's coming. We're going to understand what this bell on the picture of Our Lady of La Greca means. It's for us also to hear within ourselves the continuous ringing of our continuous acts done in the divine will. This is the sign that the soul has received the divine beginning into her acts by the continuous act that says God is dwelling in her. God is dwelling in us. We're going to experience this too. Don't say you're not going to, because as soon as you say, well, that's not going to happen to me, God's going to say, right, it can't happen to you. There's no fiat in you. We say, yes, this is going to happen. And Lord, let it happen as soon as you wish. And that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for our fiat. The continuous act that says God is dwelling in her acts. It says confirmation to the good, because the value, the grace, the power of a continued act is so great. This is what God is doing. God is allowing us to experience what he has done. That it fills the little voids of the intensity of divine love, its little weaknesses to which the human nature is subject. So a blinking of your eye, you say, Jesus, blink in my blinking. That's a divine act. Jesus is doing it. And he says he's waiting for us to do everything in the divine will. It can be said that the continued act of or virtue is like the judge, the order of the sentry of the creature. And this is why I, God, care so much that your acts be continuous. Your acts be in the done and the divine will, giving them to God. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Because there is something of my own inside of each of them, and I, God, would feel my act dishonored in yours if that you didn't allow me to do it in you. Jesus, walk in my walking, swim in my swimming, dance in my dancing. Jesus, do everything with me. Eat this ice cream with me. Lord, what kind of ice cream do you want? You're saying to Jesus, I want you to be one with me. I want you to be one with me. I want me to be one with you. Volume 31, 114, 33. And I, Luisa, my divine, my love, Jesus, it is not enough for me. No, I am not content with your punctuation alone, because being little and good at nothing, I do not know how to do anything else. But you, Jesus, you know how to do everything. That's where we have to begin in our nothingness. Don't think that you know how to do this. Jesus, why does Jesus call Luisa the little newborn? A little newborn cannot walk. A little newborn cannot feed itself. A little newborn cannot protect itself. It's in the arms of its parents. The loving arms of its parents. This is what Jesus wants. I want to take care of you. Think about it. He wants to heal us completely. He wants to restore us to where we were before the fall. And if we try it on our own, it's not going to work. We have to have this thing. Jesus, I am little. I am good at nothing. I do not know how to do anything. But Jesus, you know how to do this. Let it be done. Do you see why the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity is gone? Why are you filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaint? Because you're saying, how am I going to do this? Again, it's very simple. Jesus, I am little. I am good at nothing. I don't know how to do anything. But you, Lord, you know how to do everything. So she says this, in order to make me content, I, Louisa, want you, Jesus, yourself, to form my page. I want you, Jesus, to be the handwriting of my life. See, where she's writing in volume 31, she says, you got to do this, Lord. I can't do it. Jesus says, yes, yes, I shall content you. And I say to you that I am doing it. See, this is God's name, I am. I am doing this. And he says this for us. Who is this book about? Is it about Louisa? It's Jesus who wrote the book. Louisa was the secretary. Now, know that in order to have a written page, have paper, have ink, have a pen, all the materials are needed. First, in order to form the written page. If one of them is lacking, the writing cannot have life. Now, the paper, this is what Jesus is telling us, number one, is my divine will. This is where we start. The foundation of everything is God's divine will. And it must form the page of life, our life, your life, my life. You see, we want the divine will to form us. I, God, can say that my divine will extends itself as foundation of the whole of creation, more than paper, in order to receive our distinct handwriting of our incessant love. See, it's all the love of God that we're going to. In which we re-poured more than indelible handwriting, our divine qualities. Listen to this. This is what God is going to do us. He's going to give us his divine qualities and divine works. This is God's handwriting, was being formed by the incessant works and incessant love of God. God is doing this. He's looking at us and he's saying to us, do you want this to occur? Read. Jesus says, I will show you everything. I'll show you things that you have never, ever even imagined. I'll let you enter into this life as you read the words from the Word of God who dictated these words to Louisa. So Jesus says, number one, the soul must possess my divine will as foundation of everything. Okay, that's the paper. But this is not enough. There has to be incessant love. See, to live in the divine will is to, again, to love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. The incessant love. This is what God said. He says, if you are my disciple, obey my command. Love one another. Love is also needed in to form the ink and to write on this paper of divine light. But the paper and ink are not sufficient in order to form the handwriting, because the pen of holy works, this is what God is asking of us, holy works, the variety of sacrifices, this is what we're going through every day, and the circumstances of life, Jesus says, are needed. Holy works are needed. What are holy works? When you go in and you genuflect, when you walk into church, you say to Jesus, you are my Lord. You're my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me to church. The sacrifices, helping the poor and the lonely and the sick and the suffering. The circumstances of life, you know, with the all that we go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, he says, are needed in order to form the pen and thus write with ordered handwriting the most beautiful, the most moving expressions that now makes one cry and now fills the heart with divine joy in such a way that one who shall be able to read them shall feel transformed, re-given the life of God, good, that the page possesses. Do you see what's happening? What Louisa went through, we're going to go through. I mean, not as much as we were. God isn't going to tell us to stay in bed for 64 years, not eating, drinking, or sleeping. But the circumstances of life, he's going to say, can you give your fiat? Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Do you believe in me? Do you have confidence in me? Am I your Lord? Am I your God? Am I your Savior? Jesus asks. Is my mother your mother and queen? is Louisa, the little mother of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Do you want to learn the things of heaven? Do you want to know the secrets of heaven, Jesus says? Then read. See, don't be addicted to all the other things that everybody else is doing. No, we're separated. We're going to live this universal life. And that's what Jesus is waiting for. He says, and I, divine craftsman and writer, when I find paper, when I find ink, when I find pen, as I, God, formed and wrote the page of creation, so to my greatest delight, I now occupy myself to form and write the page of Louisa, perhaps more beautiful than the very page of creation. You see what Jesus is showing us, who Louisa is. Therefore, always have paper. What is that? The divine will. Always have ink. What is that? The incessant love. Always have a pen. What is that? That's holy works, a variety of sacrifices, the circumstance of life. And I promise you to write the page of your life. Jesus is going to make of each and every one of us, he says to Louisa, a divine masterpiece, in which you shall see that I, God alone, have been he who has formed and written this book of heaven, so that you shall remain content, and I, God, will remain content. He's got it all planned. He's got it all planned. And he's asking us to give our fiat. How glorious is this? Our God loves us so much. Our God loves us so much. This is just astonishing. Volume 33, 3, 4, 34. My daughter, Louisa, in order to form a city, first, the ways are formed, that form the order of the city that the city must have, and then the foundations are cast in order to construct it. If the ways are not formed, the exits, the communications that it must have are not formed. There is danger that instead of a city, the citizens could form for themselves a prison because the ways are not provided, and they do not know where to go out. Then Jesus says, this is very simple. Do you see how necessary the ways are? See, the book of heaven is the way and the how to live in the divine will. That's why I keep on saying reading. It's the way and the how God wants us to do this. So he says this. Now, the city without way, a way out, is the human will. It is closed like a prison. It has closed all the ways in order to enter into the celestial city of my divine will. There's no way out of the human will. There's no way out without the fiat. See, I've seen many people die in the hospitals, and those that have God are peaceful. Those that don't have God are a wreck. They're dying and they're terrified. Why? They depended on themselves their whole life. They were in charge. They did what they wanted their whole life. And now they're dying. And God is nowhere near. They didn't want to be near him. They don't know how to call to him. The children in the divine will, it's always with Jesus. We see, we're getting to know him and to love him and to serve him more and more each day. And all the Lord is asking of us is, are you willing to say fiat? So he says this. The human will is as a prison. There is no way to enter into the celestial city. Now the soul who enters into it breaks the prison. Okay, the soul who enters into the divine will, who has the book of heaven, breaks the prison, knocks down the unhappy city, without the ways out, without the exits, and unites. And united with the power of my divine will, the divine engineer, Jesus, forms the plan of the city. Jesus orders the ways. Jesus orders the communications. And Jesus, acting as an insuperable craftsman, forms the new citadel of the soul with such mastery as to form the ways of communication in order to let other souls, this is your family, this is your friends, this is your neighbors, this is your co-workers, this is your parishioners, other souls enter and form so many citadels in order to be able to form a kingdom. Don't worry about your family. Jesus says, I'll take care of what you want, but but you take care of what I want. And what does God want? He says, read, study, put this into practice. Begin to live this, because your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners cannot live in it. Their human will is so strong. They can't break free of it. Again, the main thing we're addicted to is our human will. It's the only thing people know. And so Jesus is saying, he says, I want this to be broken. God, I will reconstruct everything. Let me do this. Let me free you of your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, and your sin. Let me show you how to begin to live in the divine will. This is what Jesus is saying. The first shall be the model. That's Louisa. Louisa is the model of the others. If we do not know Louisa, if we do not love Louisa, we do not know how to live in the divine will. We can say we do, but Louisa is the one who possesses it. So what Jesus is asking us, read her letters. You know, read the calendar, read the echo book, echo her prayers that Jesus taught her. You know, all that is there is so important for us that this becomes our life. See, therefore, what the acts done in my divine will serve. These acts are so very necessary for me that without them, the way would be lacking in order to let the divine will reign. Therefore, I, God, want you always in my most holy divine will. That's what Jesus is saying. I want you always there. Call on me. Say fiat continuously. I always want you there. In the good times and the bad, in sickness and in health, until death of your human will. You want to surrender that to God. You want to be one with God. He says, therefore, I want you always in my divine will. Never come out of the divine will if you want to render your Jesus content. We want to render Jesus content. We want to be happy. Jesus wants us to be happy. So what has he done? He's given us the book of heaven. He's given us the book of heaven. How amazing is that? How much he loves us. He didn't give this to the saints. They didn't have Louisa. We have Louisa. Jesus is asking us to go beyond what the saints have done. The saints only learned how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to live in the will of God. He says this in volume 19, March 9th, 1926, 53 years to the day before I was ordained. And he says, I want to play a game, a risky game. I played it with Adam, and Adam lost, and it saddened me, Jesus said, horribly. That the children of Adam didn't have what he planned. And then he says, I played the game with my mother and she won. I played the game with you, Louisa, and now I want to play it with your children and I want them to win. What is this game? It says in, I think it's August 7th, 1926, he says, I want you to enter into the fourth stage. Now, nobody's there, and nobody's there at all. I mean, only Louisa at this point. But he says, do you want this? And our response is, yes, Lord, I want to play this game. I want you to win. I want this kingdom to be established in me as it is in heaven. So he says this in volume 33, 6, 6, 35, my daughter, my divine will is everything. My divine will does everything. My divine will gives everything. Again, that would be great to put on your mirror in your bathroom. Divine will is everything. Divine will does everything. Divine will gives everything. Do you believe it? If you believe it, read. Who can say that he has not received everything from the divine will? Then he says, you must know this, Louisa. This is a command from Jesus, that Louisa herself possesses as much sanctity for however much she is in order, in rapport, with my divine will. You and I, basically, he says, you have to know this, we'll possess as much divine sanctity as much as you are in order and rapport with the divine will. how much do you know? How much do you possess? See, knowledge is, see, it's to know, love, and serve God. That's what the saints were told. Now it's to know, love, and possess God. That's what God has given to us. To know, love, and possess God. It's mutual possession. God possessing us and us possessing God. So he says this, so much more does the soul, Louisa, elevate herself to union with God for however much she is united with him. And this is what the divine will is all about. He wants us to be one with him. Her values, her merits are measured by the relations that she has with my most holy divine will. See, this is what I mean by the more that you read, the more that you understand what these truths that Jesus has taught Louisa, the more you're going to be one with the divine will. And that's what he's waiting for. This is what Adam rejected. And now Jesus is saying to us, I want to give this back to mankind. I want mankind to have this. I want you to have it, Jesus says. In fact, the whole foundation, the base, the substance, the origin of the goods in the creatures, in Louisa and now in us, depend on how many acts the soul has done in my most holy divine will, and how much she knows about the divine will. See, if you don't know it, you can't do it. For example, if you don't know how to ride a bicycle, how are you going to ride it? You can't. You got to learn. And it takes a couple falls, and you know, you might start out with a tricycle where you don't have to fall, but then with the two wheels, it gets kind of wobbly. And that's the same thing now. As you study this, as you put this into practice, as you read, study, and put this into practice, there will be times when you'll go, I don't know what I'm doing. And good. you're entering into the supernatural. This is the life that Adam lost. No human being had this life, except for the Blessed Mother. Jesus did because he's the Son of God, and Mary did because she's the Mother of God. And the firstborn who lived in this since Adam, the first human, was Louisa. The second one, and we know this through the three appeals, the second who will possess this will be the Holy Father. That's why the devil loves to destroy the Vatican. He knows. He knows that the Holy Father has the keys to the kingdom. He knows that Jesus says, Louisa, you are the key that the Holy Father will use to open the door of the kingdom, and everyone will enter in. One key will lock up the human will, and the other key will open the door for the kingdom. He has the keys. And Jesus is now saying to us, he says, how much do you know about the divine will? What can you quote right now from volume 28 that is so important to you because of what Jesus has told you? What do you know in volume 3 that is so important to you that you can quote it? Louisa could do it. This is what I mean. We have to become like Louisa. We have to know this. This is the book of heaven. She formed her whole life around this book. This is what Jesus is asking of us. So he says, it depends on how many acts she has done in my divine will, from your prevening act to your actual acts throughout the day, and how much you know about the divine will. What have you read? What have you studied? What do you know? In fact, if the soul has let my divine will enter in all her acts, the soul can say, everything is holy. Everything is pure. Everything is divine in me. That's how Adam lived. That's how Jesus lived. That's how Mary lived. And that's what God wants to give to us. Not just to a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary, but the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what God is waiting for. Who can say that today? Everything is holy. Everything is pure. Everything is divine in me. And like Our Lady of America, she said that the children of America will bring purity to the earth, to the world. This is the divine will. Our Lady of America, she said she appeared to Sister Mildred as with the indwelling of the Holy Trinity. That's the divine will. What's coming is spectacular. what's coming is amazing. We, Triune God, can give Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa everything, even our divine life, into their power. That's what God has planned. That's what God wants to give to us. And all that he asks is, would you read? Would you make this your life? Basically, leave all your addictions. Let me, Jesus, reign in you, and your addictions will disappear. Let me, Jesus, reign in you so that you can begin to live my life and my mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve, which was given to Louisa. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.